California will expedite housing project approval in coastal cities, fire zones. Since 2018, California cities that have failed to meet state-mandated housing goals have provided developers with a streamlined approval process for affordable or multifamily housing projects. After the recent approval of a new law, coastal and fire zones that were previously excluded will now be eligible for the same. Senate Bill 423, authored by Senator Scott Wiener, will extend the former law that expires after 2025 by a decade and include some coastal and fire hazard zones. Governor Gavin Newsom signed the bill into law October 11. California desperately needs to ramp up housing production, and the governor's action today helps put us on a path to achieve that goal, said Mr. Wiener in a press release the day his bill received the governor's signature. The era of saying no to housing is coming to an end. We've been planting seeds for years to get us to a brighter housing future, and today we're continuing strongly down that path. Under goals set forth by the state's housing department, California must build 2.5 million new homes in the next 8 years, including 1 million for families earning low to very low incomes. Brian Hanlon, CEO of California YIMBY, an acronym for Yes in My Backyard, a nonprofit that pushes pro-housing policies, said he believes the new law will help bring affordable homes to the state. Governor Newsom has made it clear that he supports making it faster, easier, and less expensive to build affordable homes in our coastal cities. With SB 423 now law, many more Californians from all walks of life will be able to afford to live and thrive in the Golden State, he said in the same press release. While SB 423 would remove the exclusion of coastal zones, areas identified as environmentally sensitive, such as those that could be affected by sea level rise, would still be exempt. The bill would also streamline approval of projects in fire risk zones as identified by the state's Department of Forestry and Fire Protection, so long as local and state-mandated fire mitigation protections are in place, according to an analysis of the bill. The League of California Cities, a nonprofit advocating for cities across California, in a May letter opposed the bill alongside 108 other cities, stating it and the existing law create a one-size-fits-all approach that's harmful to local jurisdictions. SB 423 is the latest overreaching bill. This measure would double down on the recent trend of the state overriding its own mandated local housing plans by forcing cities to approve certain housing projects without regard to the needs of the community, opportunities for environmental review, or public input, they said in the letter. They argued the new bill would not help the state meet its housing goals and called on the governor and lawmakers to instead set aside $3 billion annually in the state's budget for cities to spur residential development. California will never produce the number of homes needed with an increasingly state-driven, by-right housing approval process. What is really needed is a sustainable state investment that matches the scale of this decades-in-the-making crisis, they wrote. The cities of Newport Beach, Beverly Hills, Tustin, Palm Desert, San Clemente, Thousand Oaks, Apple Valley, Huntington Beach, and 100 others were listed as opposed. Councilman Casey McKeon of Huntington Beach told the Epoch Times he believes the new law is yet another one of the state's overreaching policies that force housing in the wrong places. It's just another heavy-handed overreach from the state that violates our local control. If they really want to develop affordable housing, they should encourage development in undeveloped areas and stop trying to jam more units into fully developed cities, he said. While the city of Costa Mesa didn't register a position on the bill, Councilman Don Harper said, personally, he's against state-mandated policies that affect local control over housing. If the state of California is going to mandate how we fulfill our housing needs, what's the purpose of local government, he told the Epoch Times. Mr. Wiener additionally said in a September press release the previous law on the issue has proven one of the strongest tools in our toolbox for driving affordable housing development. According to the senator, the older law has helped develop over 18,000 units of affordable housing in the 4 years since it was passed in 2018. According to an assembly analysis, The older law was limited in its effectiveness not only because it excluded coastal and fire zones, but due to increases in interest rates and building materials in the last few years, and certain labor requirements were also too strict. But now under the new law, some labor requirements have been removed. The Oakland-based California Conference of Carpenters, which advocates for better working conditions for its workers, supported the bill and said it will create massive work opportunities for current union members and will also foster organizing opportunities unseen for decades. The new law becomes effective January 1.